हरे कृष्णा, डोंट चेंज द फूट जस्ट बिकॉज द शू डजेंट फिट. सपोज वी गो टू अ शू शॉप एंड वी फाइंड अ वेरी अट्रैक्टिव शू एंड दैट इज अवेलेबल ओनली इन अ पर्टिकुलर साइज एंड आई वॉन्ट टू बाई दिस शू एंड वी फाइंड दैट दैट शू जस्ट डजेंट फिट इन आवर साइज, टू स्मॉल फॉर आवर फुट. Now what do we do? Or it's too big for our foot. We carry it around. What do we do? Say, no, I want that foot. If there's a small child, I want that shoe. If there's a small child, that child may get angry. No, I want that shoe. The parents say, no, it doesn't fit your shoe. No, no, I want that shoe. Change my foot. Now, the shoe is meant for the foot. The foot is not meant for the shoe. If the two don't match, then the shoe needs to be changed. The foot cannot be changed. A child may not understand this and a child may start bawling, crying loudly, saying, I want that shoe, change my foot, why is my foot so small? But a wise person will understand, he'll put first things first. So with respect to shoe and foot, it is very easy to understand this. But with respect to our own nature and our work, often we don't understand this. The work that we do, the profession that we have, the career that we choose, that is like the shoe. And our own nature is like the foot. Sometimes in society, depending on the prevailing culture, a certain profession may be glamorized. Say, in a certain country, now the profession of, say, becoming an engineer or becoming a doctor, that may be glamorized. In some other countries, they have the profession of becoming a businessman may be glamorized, whichever it is. Now, when a particular profession is glamorized, you know, we may just get captivated by it. We think, you know, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. But we may have a different set of interests, we may have a different set of talents, and we may just not be fit for that profession. If we keep pursuing a profession just because it is glamorized, and then we start becoming dejected, we start developing inferiority complex, thinking that, you know, why? You know, why can't I do this? You know, why don't I want to do this and I can't do it. Why I have this nature? Why don't I have these abilities? You know, we may not bawl loudly like a child, but essentially we are doing the same thing. We are actually not putting first things first. Our profession should gel our nature. It's not that our nature has to be changed according to the profession. Certainly, in any profession, we'll have to make some adjustments. But those adjustments are temporary and eventually we need to fit into the groove. So rather than beating ourselves up because of the abilities that we don't have, and not being able to fit in a particular work, but without not being able to do a particular activity, we can look at the resources that we have, the talents that we have, and find a career that is compatible with that. So we need to select the shoe according to the foot, not the foot according to the shoe. Like that, we can't, rather than expecting that our nature will change according to the job, we can actually choose our career according to our nature. Now we may say that it's not possible. I'm already in a particular career. I can't change my career. That's fine. But even within every career, there are different ways, directions in which we can gravitate. And how we grow within that career, that also can be decided based on our nature. Just because something is glamorized, that doesn't mean we have to do it. We have to see what enables us to grow, what does justice to our talents. And then we will be able to grow in a way that will bring us satisfaction. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Krishna says that we all can attain perfection by working according to our nature. 18.45 he says, Sve sve karmanya bhirataha sam siddhim labhate narah svakarma nirataha siddhim yatha vindati tashrunu. So he says, Sve sve karmanya bhirataha. According to your work, according to your nature, there is a work. You just do that work and by that you will attain perfection. Sam siddhim labhatena, a complete perfection one will attain. So there is in the traditional social division, there's Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. There are four different varnas, but all of them can Krishna is saying, by doing their duties, they can all attain perfection. So similarly, what we need to focus on is develop our own ability. Now, and not worry too much about what is glamorized in society. We can focus on what gifts we have and how best we can develop those gifts, and we work accordingly, and therein we will find satisfaction, and thereby, if we do it in the mood of devotion, we will attain perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.